The plan would cap attorney's fees at 3 times the amount of compensatory damages awarded in a case. Those fees are paid by a person or business on the losing end of a lawsuit. West Dallas Democrat Tony Siskunis told Republicans that by passing this bill, they were gutting Wisconsin consumer laws. He said it rewarded unscrupulous businesses at the expense of their constituents.
The lawyers aren't going to be hurt. You're not hurting any lawyers tonight by voting for this bill. What you're hurting are your constituents who have been taken advantage of.
Lawyers who testified against this bill said they would find work elsewhere, but capping attorney's fees would discourage them from representing clients in small claims cases. One of the examples given at a public hearing was that they'd no longer represent tenants suing their landlords over a security deposit because the fees wouldn't cover their costs. It was revealed this week that Republican sponsor Robin Voss recently defended his landlord business against one of those suits. But Voss said this bill would only affect future cases and not his.
If the bill had been passed before the lawsuit was filed, yes, then it would have. But because the lawsuit was already filed, it has no impact on me.
Voss said his plan was reasonable since it was written to leave judges some discretion to award higher fees. The vote comes in the same week when Republicans sent a bill to the governor's desk that would end various local tenants' rights ordinances. Voss was also the lead sponsor of that legislation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.